Support for WPR comes from WIPS with Toward One Wisconsin, a conference on equity, diversity, and inclusion, May 7th and 8th in Eau Claire. Registration information and more is at t1w.org.
Support for WPR comes from Present Music, performing honest music with guest violist and curator Nadia Sirota, May 9th at 8 at the Milwaukee Art Museum. Tickets and info are at presentmusic.org.
This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. We just heard from Republican Congressman Reed Ribble in our last half hour. Now we will hear from Democratic Congressman Mark Pocan in this half hour. We'll talk about how a resolution on the government shutdown and the debt ceiling might be reached. But first, time for a quick update on our fall membership drive. Joining me now is my producer-director, Bill Martins, to encourage you to make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we are looking at 51 more pledges. That's how, I should say, we're looking to get 51 more pledges in the next 25 minutes or so. And you can make that pledge of support right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and be eligible for an iPad.
Yeah, Jan from New Auburn pledged, and she says, I'm excited for the chance to win an iPad. Well, we're excited for you too, Jan. So make that pledge. Any amount, you will automatically be entered into the drawing. Make a pledge that's right for you. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, every day, all of us on the Joy Cardine Show team here, Joy herself included, of course, you know, we work to bring you a great morning of radio 5 days a week, 15 hours a week, I should say, which is a great pleasure on our behalf because we know that you're curious and intelligent, and we also know that you like to have fun and enjoy all that Wisconsin has to offer.
Yeah, so thank you for being such great listeners, and thanks for being here every day, calling in, participating in our discussions. You are the reason for what we do. Now, you can help us do it with your financial support. Your support makes these mornings possible. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And I know that we have not only the drawing going on during this hour, Bill, but the drawing for the iPad, but for a pledge of $180, you can have a brand new Wisconsin Public Radio travel mug.
Yeah, it's a good-looking mug. It's a clean canteen. And it's a nice, I guess, what would you call this, pewter color, stainless steel, you know, and it's
Sounds
got
good.
The and it's got the new WPR logo. Well, I guess it's relatively new. We've had it for a couple of months now, but it says listener powered on it. Mm-hmm. So that can be yours with that pledge, which you can make at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you can make that pledge in the form of an ongoing monthly gift of $15 a month. Or whatever amount fits your budget. So you can set that up on your credit card or your debit card, or better yet, right from your bank account. When you make a sustaining gift, you don't have to remember to renew your support every year.
Your support will be as consistent as your WPR listening. So month after month, year after year, become a sustainer now by making an ongoing gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And remember that you are the most important part of Wisconsin Public Radio, a large slice of Wisconsin Public Radio's budget pie. The biggest slice is listener support. So while all of our funding sources, which include state and federal government funding, businesses, all that's important, but it's your contribution that makes a huge difference. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Looking for 50 more pledges by 8 o'clock. You can help us reach that goal by going to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and be entered in that drawing for that iPad.
All right, Bill, we'll talk to you at the end of the hour. I'm Joy Cardine. Let me welcome in our next guest in this half hour, Democratic U.S. Representative Mark Pocan from Madison. He represents Wisconsin's 2nd Congressional District, which covers most of south-central Wisconsin. If you have a question for Congressman Pocan, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And Congressman Pocan joins us now. Thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, thank you, Joy. Glad to be here.
Well, I know that I read that you you say that the world's greatest example of representative government has become the world's largest kindergarten. Mm-hmm. What do you mean? How do you figure?
Well, I said it's the world's largest kindergarten, but also the kindergarten that has access to the nation's checkbook and the nuclear arsenal, which should make us even more concerned. The fact that essentially the Tea Party is just holding its breath, and that the Republican leadership and Republican membership has let them, that 30 or 40 people that have held us all hostage for the last several weeks, holding their breath over the Affordable Care Act, they've shut down government. They're costing our economy. They're affecting real people's lives just so that they can somehow try to defeat, at least originally it was to defeat Obamacare. The last 10 days, the targets move so often. I don't know if they know what point they were trying to make anymore. But it's not an adult, responsible leadership. You don't shut down government. We need to do things like pass a budget, which we haven't done for 4 years in this country. We need to do adult things. And what I see way too often is a bunch of children kind of running this place.
Well, so where do we stand now, Congressman Pocan? I see here that a Speaker Boehner has proposed extending borrowing authority through November 22nd. So that would be a temporary lifting, I guess, conditioned on President Obama agreeing to negotiate over spending cuts and the government shutdown. So is that going to happen?
Well, you know, I think the best question for that's a good question for Reid Riebel is where is their caucus going to be? I mean, there are plenty of people that I talk to, and there are good people in their caucus who disagree with the strategy that the Tea Party has executed, that Speaker Boehner has followed. So even though now this is a proposal, you know, the comments I've been reading, the Senate Republicans might have a different proposal. The people in the Tea Party are still saying they're not sure if they agree to it. So I don't really know if Speaker Boehner is yet putting a proposal, a real proposal on the table, or a suggestion to try to figure out how to get out of the mess that he's kind of gotten into. The bottom line is we need to reopen the government. We need to make sure that we lift the debt ceiling so we don't cause economic disastrous effects across not just this country, across the globe. And then we need to sit down and negotiate a budget like we've been asking for since March 23rd when the Senate passed its budget. That was the last of the three entities to put a budget out there. We've been trying to get this done, but instead there's a lot of short stopgap measures. And I got to tell you, Joy, you know, in the Wisconsin legislature, we had our fights with Democrats and Republicans, but we never would have put, you know, the state in this much jeopardy. We never would have done these small, short solutions that really just allow us to have a fight a few weeks down the road. A lot of what happens in Washington just doesn't make sense in this regard, and I don't know if right now we have a clear, concrete proposal yet offered.
Yeah. Do you think Democrats and President Obama share any responsibility here?
Well, I think the responsibility that we share is that unless we're willing to sit down once government's reopened and negotiate a budget, I think it's bad for all of us that we don't have that roadmap. So it is imperative that we sit down and seriously have a budget debate so that you have a roadmap, so that we have a path for the country. And that includes talking about things like cuts that are always tough for us, things like revenues that are important we also talk about. But we have to be willing to have that adult conversation. The problem is this year I've seen anything but adult behavior.
Speaker Boehner says that there aren't votes in the House to send a clean resolution to President Obama. President Obama said that he wants a clean resolution to open the government and to lift the debt ceiling with no strings attached. Do you think that there is enough support in the House for that?
Well, I'll tell you, unless members are lying when they go back home, there are about two dozen Republicans who've said back home to their local newspapers and radio stations that they would support a clean continuing resolution so we could reopen government. Unless they're not telling the truth, I believe they are telling the truth, there are the votes. All the Democratic votes are there for it. The problem is the Speaker has to put it on the floor, and he won't because of the Tea Party. So the problem is, you know, we need more of the adults in the Republican Party, which there are plenty of, to really stand up and be adults and take those keys away from the Tea Party before we completely put the country in a ditch and we have to call a tow truck.
Your Republican colleague from Janesville, Congressman Paul Ryan, is behind an effort to raise the debt ceiling for a short period to avert default and pass long-term entitlement reforms. Is this an acceptable approach to you?
You know, I think the most reasonable approach, regardless of party perspective, is to reopen government, lift the debt ceiling, and if we have to do it for a short term to make everyone happy, that's fine, although I think we should be thinking much longer range in this country. But then to sit down and do a budget, which would involve every single part of a budget would be part of a conversation at that point. But if we're not willing to do that, to you know, lift the debt ceiling so we don't have financial disaster in the country, to reopen government so that we're not costing the economy $160 million a day, as they're saying we're losing an economic output, then we're still playing games. And I just think that what's frustrating for me is, again, I think many of us who are new, we came from places that functioned. Even when we had our fights, we functioned. Up here, just dysfunction seems to rule. And the Tea Party in this case is really the tail wagging the dog. And I know Republicans who are as frustrated as I am as we talk about this.
Well, Congressman Ribble said, we are not going to default. We're not going to. Do you think there's going to be an agreement before next week's deadline?
You know, I think there will on the debt ceiling. The problem is, I think it's irresponsible to simply fix the debt ceiling problem without reopening government. Because the reopening government has a whole lot of other impacts. It's all of our federal employees, all the parks, all the stuff you've seen in the news. But more importantly, I mean, this is, you know, we're hearing that it's costing the economy $160 million every single day that we have government shut down, that small businesses in South Central Wisconsin and across the state can't get access to Small Business Administration loans, that pregnant mothers and infants and children won't get funds from the WIC program, that veterans could potentially not get their checks if we didn't lift the debt ceiling. I mean, there's so many things that are happening just with government shut down that's irresponsible to not do both and then sit down and be adults and work out a budget. So I think some of these half-baked solutions are just that. They're trying to appease the Tea Party. They're trying to appease the more responsible wing of the Republican Party. They're trying to get out of this terrible polling they're having. And in reality, you wind up with something maybe even sloppier. I think it's just time that, you know, people have a much more rational approach, and that means lifting the debt ceiling and reopening government and then doing our job.
What do you think the Tea Party wants? What do they really want out of these negotiations?
You know, that is the $800,000 question. The very first thing they said they wanted was to somehow defeat the Affordable Care Act, and they've done 46 votes to do that. I think most rational people, after two or three times, would realize that's probably not going to happen. But they want to do it so badly that was their original stated point, but once they realized that wasn't very popular in the public, it started switching around. So these days, I don't even know if they know what point they're trying to make, other than they're stuck in this, and unfortunately too many of the comments have been, we're not going to just do unconditional surrender, but they haven't found the list of demands that they want. So that's why, again, you know, people like Reed Ribble and others who are not part of that complete craziness that's running this agenda have to really kind of stand up and say, look, guys, you know, this is bad for the country, it's bad for our party, and we need to figure out how to get out of this. And I think that's what I think some people in Wisconsin are starting to do, like Paul Ryan and others.
Let's take a call or two for you. Randy in Key Wascom. Hello, Randy.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. Let me start out with Congressman Pocan's first big lie, basically blaming not having a budget on the Republicans. There hasn't been a budget since 2008 when Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid were in control. There was no budget passed during the time that Democrats controlled everything.
All right. Well, what about that, Congressman Pocan?
Well, I just said there hasn't been for the last 4 years, and the only reason there hasn't been this year is because when the final budget was passed that you need, the House and the President and the Senate's version, that was on March 23rd. Since then, we have asked for 6 months for the Republicans in the House to appoint conferees so you'd have a conference committee, which allows you to have a national budget. The House leadership has refused to appoint conferees for 6 months. So that's why we don't have a budget, because we haven't had a conference committee sit down. The only reason we haven't had a conference committee sit down is because House leadership hasn't been willing to appoint conferees to it. That's just the fact.
Yeah. So Randy, what do you have another point that you want, or a question?
Okay. No, he hasn't addressed the fact that they have not passed a budget before that. The House has passed bills up before this, the Democrats in the House, of course, refused to participate in any of that, and then things get tabled by Harry Reid in the Senate.
Well, I guess what do you think about right now, Randy? I mean, do you think that the showdown, this impasse is that Republicans are on the right here?
Right now, what we've got is the Democrats saying, you know, you need to just go and pass this, and we'll negotiate later. Well, what we found from Emperor Obama and the Democrats is once they get what they want, there will be no negotiation and compromise. Then they'll say, well, we got what we want. Yeah. Eat rocks.
So are you going to say eat rocks after this is all over, Congressman Pocan?
No, you know, we haven't been saying it. We don't intend to say that. But to literally take the country hostage through shutting down government, or worse yet, not lifting the debt ceiling and risking our ability to pay our bills, is a completely irresponsible approach to anything. That's why I compare it to being like in kindergarten. Now, like the caller who's a hardline partisan, he feels this is a good thing to do. But most people in this country aren't hardline partisans, Democrat or Republican. They just want to get by and be able to have their families, you know, be able to exist and have a good life and have opportunity for their kids. And what we're doing is not providing any of those as a government.
So how do you see this ending?
Well, I see this ending. I think that, you know, the Republicans have been looking at the polls, and I think the public is not at all where the Republicans have been with the shutdown. And I think that's why you're starting to see what was proposed yesterday. I think you're going to see a continuation of the conversation, hopefully between now and Thursday. I think we will get the debt ceiling taken care of. I certainly hope that we are responsible enough to also reopen government during that process. And then let's do our jobs, which is to sit down and have a budget, that roadmap for the country. I may not like everything that's going to be in it, but we have to be able and be willing to sit down and negotiate it.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Mark Pocan is a U.S. representative from Madison. He represents Wisconsin's 2nd Congressional District, which covers most of south-central Wisconsin. In our first half hour, we heard from Republican U.S. Representative Reid Ribble. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Joining me now for the next few minutes is Bill Martens, because this is Wisconsin Public Radio's fall membership drive, the first day. Listeners provide the single largest piece of our budget, and that's why your gift right now is so important. Make your gift of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We are looking for 29 more pledges in the next 6 minutes or so. So we've got a little bit of work to reach that goal this hour, but you can help us get there by making that pledge at WPR.org, 888-202-2552. And thank you to all of you so far who've made that pledge.
Yeah, it only takes a couple of minutes to make that pledge. So even though we know it's a busy morning for you, you can go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Just answer a few basic questions and then choose the amount you want to give. And that's we have some thank you gifts at various amounts. The one that we're telling you about this hour is the travel mug. It's for $15 a month or a $180 pledge. Is that right?
Yep.
Or is that okay?
So I think that's right.
So I hope that's right. But anyway, that's a thank you gift for you. Also, every pledge that comes in entered into this iPad drawing.
Yeah, a pledge of any amount will enter you into that drawing for a new iPad, and who wouldn't want that, right? So that's every pledge of any amount goes for that iPad, and you can make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So if you are a regular listener to Wisconsin Public Radio, and you're listening right now, so we think you are, and you value the guests that you hear every day on this show and all of the shows on Wisconsin Public Radio, you just got to hear from two of your U.S. representatives. We regularly bring you lawmakers and other guests who have something to say, something you can learn from. Make your pledge to help pay for programs like this at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, last hour we talked about Wisconsin's rustic roads. We had a lot of fun talking about that. And then, as you just mentioned, we had Representatives Ribble and Pocan this hour. Next hour, it's the Week in Review, and we're going to have on a conservative conservative and a liberal from Wausau discussing mm-hmm. not only the shutdown, but there were some pretty big state news stories as well. We've got Mary Burke entering the race for governor, J.B. Van Hollen, the attorney general, announcing he's not going to seek another term, and Democratic State Senator Bob Jauch announcing that this is it for him. By the way, we'll talk to him Monday at 7:30 about all of that. And Joe, you do a great job of leading the discussion and staying on top of all of these things. So if that's something that's important to you, you listen to the Joy Cardine Show every morning to be informed and engage with interesting guests, make that pledge of support right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Yeah, just a couple of minutes to go here in this particular hour, and we are still looking for 27 pledges to meet our goal for this hour. So sounds like that's a lot, but it's not. If you make that pledge and your neighbor makes that pledge, you can pledge through the news, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And remember, everyone who pledges today will be entered into a drawing for an iPad. You could be the lucky winner when you make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And it doesn't matter how much you pledge, every little bit counts. A pledge of any amount will make you eligible for that iPad drawing. And for your pledge of $15 a month, don't forget about the WPR Clean Canteen Travel Mug. It's stainless steel. You can hear that. That sounded cool. And it's got the nice, sharp Wisconsin Public Radio logo on there with the three circles that kind of overlap. It's really good-looking mug. And again, that can be yours for your pledge of $15 a month. So if you do that, you'll automatically be entered in the drawing for the iPad, and maybe you'll win that too.
And I need to let you know that you don't have to pledge to participate in that drawing. You can send a postcard with your name, address, email, and telephone number too. And I'll say this as fast as I can. WPR iPad Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Enter by sending a postcard or make that pledge right now, automatically entered, and you help pay for Wisconsin Public Radio programming. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
26 more pledges is what we're looking for this hour to reach that goal, and you can help us get there by making that pledge of support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and maybe you win an iPad for that gift of support.
Thanks to you if you are an ongoing sustaining member of Wisconsin Public Radio, and you're kind of up to date. You can pledge to up your amount if you want to do that. But if you're not a member yet, if it's been a while, why don't you make that pledge now? Now you know how important listener support is to Wisconsin Public Radio. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make that pledge of any amount and we'll enter you into the drawing for an iPad. It'll be great. Bill, thanks very much.
All right.
I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.